Daf is Daf Yud Zayin. We got to the last two lines of Tes Zayin. Amr Beis, the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Tanchum Breid Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Ako, Amr Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Amr Rabbi Simlai Vamila, Amr Rabbi Tanchum, Amr Rav Huna, Amr Ila, Amr Rav Huna, Luchudei. I love these lines. A lot of lines are just names. Talmud Shenida Lechvodo Nidoi Nidoi. If a Talmud places a person into Nidoi because he disrespected this Talmud, that Nidoi is considered effective. The Tani, the Braisa, tells us that Menuda l'Rav, Menuda l'Talmud, that a person's a Nidoi to the Rebbe, so he's certainly a Nidoi to the Talmud. A person's a Menuda l'Rav, the Talmud rather, Eino Menuda l'Rav. So the Gemara says, l'Rav hu Eino Menuda, he's not Menuda to the Rebbe, but Halachul Yama Menuda, but to everyone else, the Nidoi is effective. So if a Talmud places a person in Nidoi, he's not only Nidoi to the Talmud, but he's Nidoi to the rest of the world. The one person who he's not Nidoi to is to the Rebbe. So you see that the Nidoi is effective. So Gemara says, Lemai, well, what did he do? Ibn Milei Deshmaya, if the Talmud, rather the person placed in Nidoi, the Menuda, did something, Legabi Shemayim, something disrespectful. So even the Rebbe, he should be Menuda to the Rebbe also, because Ein Chachmein Tunein and Eitel Neged Hashem. And there's no, we don't care Beinam L'Chavero when it comes to a person who violates a disrespect to Hashem. So even the Rebbe should be considered distant from this person who's a Menuda. Must be that this individual, this Menuda, did something disrespectful to the Talmud, and the Nidoi is effective. So Amar Rav Yosef, Tzurba Mirabanan, Avid Dina Lenavshe, Bimilsa de Psikler. Rav Yosef said a Tzurba Mirabanan, a young, budding Talmud Chacham, could take matters into his own hands when it comes to Din. And Rashi explains here on top, Avid Dina Lenavshe, Damar Le At Mechayavasli, Hachi Vachi. They could say, they could paskin, you owe me this amount of money. We trust him. There's a Rashi in Baba Kama, the Sugya's Baba Kama has a whole discussion about if in his Dina Denafshe, can a person really take matters in his own hand? And it's back and forth a number of different Rayas, but there is a Rashi there. I think it's there. Vachanan picks up on this Rashi. Rashi calls this Talmud Chacham a Shlucha de Bezdin. So even though he wasn't formally appointed as a Shliach de Bezdin, he, when he does give a Psak Din, he's considered a messenger of Bezdin, and the Psak Din takes effect. Gemara now says, "Ahu tzurba mirabanan." A certain young Talmud Chacham to have a son of Shimona, that there were some bad rumors going around that he did something inappropriate. So Amar of Yehuda, "Hey Chalavil, what should we do about such a Talmud Chacham?" Unfortunately, this has happened. This is not an old thing. These things happened, unfortunately, recently when a certain rabbi may have done something wrong and the other rabbis don't know what to do about this situation. So Rav Yehuda says, "Hey Chalavil, what are you supposed to do?" He's a known rabbi. L'shamte, if we place him in Nidoi in Cherem, Tzrichalei Rabbanan. Apparently he was very much needed by the Rabbanan. He was a respected Talmud Chacham. But lo l'shamte, if we don't place him in excommunication, we show favors to him. So come Mishchal Hashem Shema D'Shmaya. We're going to be Mechal Shem Shemayim. Everyone's going to say, oh, the rabbis are taking favors, playing favorites with this other rabbi. He did something he shouldn't be doing. So they're stuck. So Amarle Rabba Barachana, Mide Shmilecha Baha, did someone hear what the halacha might be in this given situation? So Amalei, they said, yes. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, "My dichse, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Vaki sifse kohen yishmeru das, the lips of the kohen keeps das, the Torah yivakshu mipiu, then you could seek Torah from his mouth. Ki malach Hashem tzvakosu." So what do we learn from this pasuk of Malachi? Im dom maharav l'malach Hashem yivakshu Torah mipiv. If the person acts in accordance with the way a malach should act with good midos tovos and maisim tovim, so then you should seek out Torah from his mouth. Vimlav ayvaksha Torah mipiv. Then one, if he not, then you shouldn't learn from him. So this became the center of debate about whatever recent case may have happened with a certain rabbanim. So let's say they gave a certain psak, and it turns out they're doing things they shouldn't be doing. What do you do with all their psakim beforehand? They married, they were in a kedushin. They saw certain shilas and hilchas nida. They paskin this way and that way. What are you supposed to do? So there was a range of shitas, and one opinion was that you shouldn't trust him. If he's a malach Hashem tzvako, so everything he ever said from his mouth is considered treif. And even all the various psakim in the past, you couldn't trust. Others thought that no, only once he found out, mikan halaba, moving forward, obviously you shouldn't ask shilas from such a person, but any psak he gave from beforehand can be accepted. And the middle shita was, you could accept psakim from him that he sent in the past that wasn't in the area that he was nichshal in, but the area that he was nichshal in, those types of shalas, you couldn't trust even l'mafre. But it's based on this Gemara when it says Malach Hashem Tzvakos, that's the person you could be Vaksha Torah Mipiv. So
it doesn't say that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was 80 years and came to Siddiqui. It doesn't say that his rule of Avodah and everything was not good past 80 years.
No, because at that point, he only became, at that point, he wasn't a Mumin the whole time.
Right, so
only at that point did he come. But this individual, we don't know at what point he was involved in things. It went back for many years. So the Gemara says, Shamte, Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda placed him in Cherem, Lasof, in the end of the day. Ichleish, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda got sick. And also, Rabban Lashiule Bey, they went to ask him some questions and to go visit Rav Yehuda. This individual who was placed in Chayrim by Rav Yehuda came to visit him. Kadchazi Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda saw this person who was placed in Chayrim, Chayachi smiled. He started to chuckle. Amrlei, so he says to him, Lo mistayach the shamte lahu gavri. It's not enough that you place me in Chayrim, but elachuchi na michayachabi. You're laughing at me as well. So Amrlei, la bedidach michayachan. I'm not laughing at you. El dechi azlina lahu alma bedichadaiti. That when I go to Olam Haba, it's going to be so much simcha in my mind that filu l'gavra kavasa ichlo chanifalei. Even a chashu person like you, I didn't show any chanifa, I didn't show any favors to you. I was willing to protect the Torah and protect Shem Shemayim. That's what I'm happy about. Not because of you, because of the schar I'm going to get for acting properly. So what happened was, Nach Nafshe, the Rav Yehuda passed away, also the Beit Midrasha, and this individual went to the Beit Midrash expecting himself to be released from the Chayrim. So Amr Lahu Shari Li, get someone release me. Amr Li Rabbanan say, Gavr the Choshev Krav Yehuda Leka Hacha, the Lishulacha. There's no one who's as important as Rav Yehuda to permit you. El Zil Gavr Rav Yehuda Nisiyah. Go to Rav Yehuda Nisiyah. The Lishulacha, he could release you. He's as important as Rav Yehuda was. So, Azul Lakameh, he went to Rav Yehuda Nisiyah. Amr Le, the Rabbi Ami. So he tells his attendant, Rabbi Ami, Poke Ayin Bedine, go investigate this particular case. Let's see whether he's worthy of having be released from the Chayrim. Imi Bailam Mishalei, Sharilei, and if he's worthy of it, so release him. So Ayin Rabbi Ami Bedine, he started to look into the case, and Savra Lemishalei, he thought it was appropriate to release him. However, before that ever happened, Amad Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Al Raglav, he stood up, Rabbi Shmuel. Apparently, this became a big public discussion in the Beis Medrash. Vamar, he said, Ma Shiv Chasha Beis Rebbe, Lo Nagu Chachamim Kalas Rosh Beniduya, Shaloshanim. The Shivcha of Beis Rebbe, who by the way was a very chash of Shivcha, we have many stories about what she knew, what she taught the Chachamim, particularly about different psukim and words in the Torah, which they didn't understand, the Tanakh. But she once gave someone Chayrim, the Shivcha of Rebbe, we'll see in a little bit what happened, and the Rabbanan accepted her Chayrim for 3 years. So that's how they treated the Chayrim of the Shivcha of Rebbe, of Beis Rebbe. So Yehuda Chavireinu, our contemporary, our colleague, Achas Kama Vakama, how much more so should we respect his Chayrim? So Amr Bizeira, Man de Kaman de Asa Haina, Hai Saba Be Medjasha. Why did this elderly man, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, show up at our Beis Medjash today? The Hakama Shani lost it. It's been years since he last come here. It couldn't just be coincidental. Shmami no lomi bar lemishalei. Must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu made happen. Siyata deshmaya hashkacha pratis. He came amish this day, and we're not allowed to release him. We have to listen to his words. And lo sharilei, they didn't release this individual. Nafik, he left. He kabachi. He was crying. V'alzil asa zibur v'tarki amase. A bug came and bit him ba'ama v'shachav, and he died. He died. Mamish, Rashi points out here. I think Rashi or Tos point out that he was nichsha in that area, so dafka, he was bitten in that area. So Ailua lemarasa de chasida. They tried bringing him in. He was, other than this particular Avera, he was a tremendous chasid, and they tried bringing him into the base kvaros of the chasidim, velo kiblu. And the Rashi explains there was a serpent that was protecting the cave and wouldn't let him in. So they moved over to the next level below. Ailua lemarasa de dayane vikiblu. They accepted the dayanim, who was a lesser, they were a lesser level than that of the chasidim. And he was accepted in that Mara. So my time, David Rabbi Eli. What was the reason? Because he did like Rabbi Eli, that the Tanya, Rabbi Eli Omer, Imroa Adam Shiyitzu Miskaber Love. If a person sees that his Yetzirah is so strong and he can't overcome it, he lacks the self-control, so he should Yelech Lamakum Shein Makirna. So go to a place where he's not recognized. The Yobash Shcharim, he should wear black clothing. The Yisatev Shcharim, and wear and adorn himself and cover up in black clothing. The Yasim Ashli Bochev Achavet. do what he pleases, and he does what he does, and he shouldn't, he should not be mefarsim, he should not rather be mechal shem shemayim mefarhesya. So Rashi says here that mashalibo chafet avera, he should do the avera as he desires to. Since there's no chil Hashem, it's not as bad. So look how Tosus understands it. Tosus says, Dibur maschil, imro adam shiyitzo miskaber alava, the kasser beina chananel, chas v'shalom lahuta lala asos avera. This is not a heter to do an avera. There's never a giving up. You can never be miyayesh and do an avera. Ella, what the point was of wearing black and going to a place where nobody knows you, is Ella aide kach yachna libo. You'll be humbled. Going to a neighborhood where no one shows you any respect, and nobody knows you, and you're wearing black clothing and covered in black, that should somehow humble you, and therefore won't violate the Avera. But it's not a heter that if a guy just gives up on his Yetzer Hara. There's no giving up on the Yetzer Hara. You can always fight against it. So that seems to be the machlokas here, interesting machlokas, between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Back to the Gemara now. Gemara says, Shifcha shel beis Rebbe, mahi. What was the story with the Shifcha beis Rebbe that put someone in Nidoy? The Amasa de Bei Rebbe, the Shifcha of Bei Rebbe, she saw a father was hitting his son, who was already a grown man. So Amri, she said, this father should be placed in Nidui. Why? Why is it Lifnei Iver? The Tanya, Lifnei Iver, Lo Tite Michshol, the Braisa says, Bimakir, Livno Gadol, Hakasa Medaber. What's the prime example of Lifnei Iver when a father hits his grown son? Because why? Sirachi says, because now the grown son is going to hit him back. And that's going to be an Avera. So therefore, it's a violation of Lifnei Iver, and therefore she placed him in Chayrim, and the Chachamim respected this Chayrim for 3 years. Gemara now says, Reish Lakish have a mintar pardesa. One time Reish Lakish was a shomer. I don't know who would appoint him as a shomer. Granted, he was a very strong individual. He used to be one of the bandits. But at the same time, I have respect for him as a Talmud Chacham. I don't know why he was busy watching a pardes. Maybe he was making some money. So he's minatir pardesa. He was watching over someone's orchard. And also, some guy just walked into the property and started to eat some figs. So Rami Bey, Kala, Reish Lakish started to yell at him. Velo Ashkech Bey, and the guy just ignored Reish Lakish. Amr Leheve Hahu Gavra B'Shamta. So Reish Lakish says, that person who's ignoring me should be placed in Nidui. So Amr Lei, so the guy says back, the Gazlan, Adiraba, Leve Hahu Gavra B'Shamta. You, Reish Lakish, should be placed in Nidui. Because he says, hey, Mamon is Chayvas Licha. Okay, you could Mechay me to pay money that it's caused damage, but Nidui mean is Chayvas Licha. Did I do anything that deserves Nidui? No, you have no place in putting me in Nidui. So since you put me in Nidui, it's going to reflect back on you. You'll get Nidui. So who's in Nidui now? So also the Beit Midrasha, the two of them went to the Beit Medrash to see who's really in Nidui. And Amar Lei, Shelo Nidui, Shilcha in Nidui. They paskin that the Nidui of him, the Gazan placing Reish Lakish in Nidui, that's a good Nidui. But that which Reish Lakish did to him wasn't a good Nidui. Mai Takante. So what's Reish Lakish going to do to remove himself from Nidui? So they said, Zila Gabe Delishlecha, but this is interesting just as a side point, that they went to the Beis Medrash as opposed to a Bezdin. You think they should go to a Bezdin to go to a Dayan. So Shechter had said to me a number of times, if ever a person needs to go to Bezdin, he just suggests go to a Beis Medrash, find the three biggest Talmid Chachamim and go to them, because they're more trustworthy than any Bati Dinim you're going to go to around here. So perhaps that's why they're going to a Beis Medrash. So what's the Takana? So he says, Zil Lagave, go to him, go to the person, the Gazan, who put you in Nidui. Delishulacha, he could release you. Leodonale, I don't know who the guy is. How am I going to find him? So Amrile, they said, so if you don't know who the guy is, Zil Lagave Nisia, then you could go to the Nasi, because Delishulacha, he could release you from this. Titania Nidui, Veni Yode Minido, Yelach Eton Nasi, Viatir Lo Nidui. If the person doesn't know who placed him in Nidui, then he's allowed to go to the Nasi, who could release him from anybody. Gemara says, "Amar Huna, Buusha, Hiskina a Bezdin Shesarach Eimen Adino So Ela Omer Lo. If a Nasi did something he shouldn't be doing, so we don't place him in Nidui. Rather, we say to him, He Chabed V'Shei Beveisecha. He Chabed Lashon, I guess, of heaviness. He should sit in your house, and then Chazav Esarach if he does something again he shouldn't be doing, Menadino So Mipnei Chil Hashem. But then, if he does a second time, we place him in Nidui." Pliga the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish argues on this. Damer Reish Lakish Tam Lachachem Shesarach Eimen Adino So Befarhesa. A Tam Lachachem who does something he shouldn't be doing, you don't place him in Nidui publicly. Shenemar, as it says, V'chashalta Hayom V'chashal gam Navi imcha Laila. So if a Navi is nichshal as well, it should be Laila. Kiseu kalaila. You should cover it up kalaila. So these, again, are very important sugis for that topic of when a rabbi does something you shouldn't be doing. So this is a machlokas. Do you make it before Hesa, or do you not make it before Hesia? So the Gemara says, Marzucha chasida ki mechayiv tzurba mirabanan shamta. Apparently this wasn't uncommon. When he would place the Talmud Chacham in shamta, bereisha, mashmit nafshe. First he placed himself in shamta, v'hadar mashmit l'didei. Then, after placing himself in shamta, he then placed the Talmud Chacham in shamta. However, ki hava ayil bushpiza, when he went back home, shari leila nafshe, he released himself from the shamta he put himself in, and then hadar shari leila didei. Then he released the tzurba mirabanan from shamta. So Amr Rav Gida, Amr Rav, a Talmud Chacham is able to menada latzmo u'mefer latzmo. A strange thing, but a Talmud Chacham could place himself in nidui, and he could also release himself from that nidui. So Amr Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Tisi li, I should deserve schar. Give me some schar. Lo shamita tzurba mirabanan me'olam. I never ever placed a Talmud Chacham in nidui. Ella, what did I do? Ki kam mechayiv tzurba mirabanan shamta. When a Talmud Chacham deserved shamta, hechi avid, what would you do? You wouldn't ignore it. You can't just ignore that. So you see, ki had b'marava in the west. In Eretz Yisrael, mimnei anigdei the tzurba mirabanan for mimnei ashamta. They actually give them the worst punishment of giving them lashes, which is more severe than placing them in shamta. The Gemara finally wants to know, what's the language of shamta? My shamta, what does shamta mean? So Amar Rav, sham misa. There should be their death. The shamta is some level of death for them. Shmuel Amar, shmama yiyeh, desolate, loneliness. U'mahan yebei, kiticha bitanura. And it's effective to them like the fat in a oven. Just like the fat in the oven, it gets absorbed inside the oven, and nothing really comes out. So too, the Rashi explains. Let's see. Rashi says, "Kishuman shetochen es hatanur, like fat or you place in the oven, you rub in the oven inside, v'nivla betocho, it gets absorbed. Shein yotzim liolma, never comes out ever. The grease is stuck in there forever. Kolomar makel lechol man di mishamtina le delo nafki mine liolam. They're saying they hit the person forever and never comes out of him.
Yeah, shamte, shamisa. It's going to be with him forever.
That I guess that's shame. But what if he gets released from it, though?
Even if it's lasting, the shame is with the
heart. Aha. That name, even though maybe release it, everyone's going to know this guy was placed in shamta one time. Okay. Gemara now says, Upapligi, the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish argues, Dama Reish Lakish, Kishem Shinichneses bimasayim varbam shmona evarim. Just like he entered into the cherim with 248 limbs. Kach, Kishi Yotza, Yotza bimasayim varbam shmona evarim. Yotza leaves with all 248 limbs, bishlamus. He doesn't have anything that's left behind. He doesn't have that shame. Kishi Nichneses, Dichseva, Faisaha ir, Cherim, Cherim bigmatria, Masayim varbam shmona, Havi. And Kishi Yotze, when he's released from it, Dichse Beroges Rechem Rachem Tiskor. So Rachem Begmatria Hachiav. The same exact Gematria. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar of Yosef. I remember when I was giving a Chabur in the Kol HaElyon, I was giving a Chabur in Petach Hamor. And the way it works is before you give a Chabur, you're running over with Rav Rosenzweig a little bit. So I was telling him afterwards that I was going to do some Achshava about some Gematrias about a Chamor and the stuff 248 without the Vav. And then he's obviously not very into gematria, so he starts saying, well, chamor is a it could also be rechem, it could be cherem, it could be all these other things. You can't make gematrias based on those things because gematrias are endless. So he didn't really like that so much. But the Gemara here likes it, so I'm okay with that. The Gemara says, Amr of Yosef, Shode Shamta Agnuvasa de Kalba. So they once threw a Shamta on the tail of a dog, Vihi Dida Avda. And what does that mean? And she. Let's see, what's the line?
It will do its work.
And the tail, I guess, will do its work. Let's see what happens. So, Dahu Kalba, Tavi Achel Masani Dirabanan. The certain dog was eating the shoes of the rabbis, Lahava Kayadimano, and they didn't know who was busy eating the shoes, Vashamtilei, and they said, whoever's doing this is going to be in Shamta. What happened was, Itle Beinura Bignuvesa, somehow the tail caught fire, Vachotai, and it did its work, and it killed the dog. Hahu alama, there's a certain strong, aggressive individual to have a kometzar leila hahu tzurbim rabbanan. We cause a lot of tzaros. to the Tamidei Chachamim. So us, the Kamidei Rav Yosef, they asked this Shiloh, what are we supposed to do about him? Amarlei, Zil Shamte, place him in Nidui. So Amarlei, Mistafina Minei, we're scared of this person. So Amarlei, Shikle Bisiya Allah, write it on a piece of paper that he's in Shamta. And Kol Shikain, the Mistafina Minei, if we start posting his name, certainly we're going to be scared. He says, no. Amarlei Shakli, take that piece of paper, Ba'achte Bechadim, place it in a barrel, a jug of some sort. And then Ba'achte Bekivre, and then place it in the base kvar somewhere. Kriya Bay, then you should call out to Alpa Shipura with 1,000 shofar blasts, Barbam Yom, 40 days, sound like a segula. And Alzil Abid Hachi, they did this, and Paka Kadim Mesa Alama. So this jug burst, and so did this individual. My Shipur was Shipur, why Lashon of that? What was the reason of blowing the shofar? She Nifram Mimenu, that they should punish this individual. So my Tavra. So what was the idea of the Tkiyas, okay, the Shvarm, probably more like a Shvarm, I think. The Tavra, Tuf and Shin, my Tavra. I'm Rav Yitzhak, Brei Rav Yehuda, Tavra Batei Rame. You should break down these big houses. The Tanya, Amar, Rav and Shimon Gamliel, Kol Makom, Shinasu Chachamim Einayhem, wherever Chachamim placed your eyes, it either meant Omisa or Oni. Either means death or it means poverty. Okay, that's the end of the Agata. Well, they didn't know who it was. They thought it was a person. And whoever is doing this should be Shamta. Apparently it was a dog, so the dog got the Shamta. Gavar now says, two dots, six lines down, seven lines down from the top of Amud Beis. Hanazir v'amitzor metumaso l'taraso. One of the, two of the individuals who were allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed was a Nazir and a Mitzorah who became Tawar Dafka during Chol HaMoed. Sabai minei Rabbi Yirmiya me Rabbi Zera. Bishalo hayalahem panai. Is this only if they had no chance to shave before Yom Tov? Or dilma af bishayalahem panai. Or perhaps even if they had time before Yom Tov, but they for some reason didn't, do they still get a heter to shave during Chol HaMoed? So Amar Lei, Tanita, they quote a brisa, kol elu she'amru mutarn legaleach b'moed. All those who are permitted to shave during Chol HaMoed, bishalo hayalahem panai. It's only if they didn't have a chance beforehand. So if a guy came back from overseas, Medina Sayam, before Yom Tov, and he had time to shave and refused to shave, he does not have a heter to shave during Chol HaMoed. But if he showed up where there was no time to shave before Yom Tov, then he would be allowed to. However, Avala, Hayalahem Panai, Asurim, if he had time, they're Asur. That's a whole section of those individuals. But Nazir Mitzora, Afa Pisha Hayalahem Panai, even if a Nazir Mitzora, who became Tahor before Yom Tov and had a chance to shave, but for some reason they didn't, then they're actually Mutarin Shal Yishu Karbonosam. They're permitted, because if they don't shave, they're not allowed to go ahead and bring their Karbonos, and we don't want to delay the bringing of their Karbonos. The Gemara now says, Tana HaKoin V'HaAvel Mutarin B'Giluach. An Avel and a Kohen is permitted to shave during Chol HaMoed. So, Hai Avel Heichidami. What type of Avel is allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed? Ilema, if you say, Shechal Shmini Shelo Be'er HaRegel, if the eighth day, his eighth day, which is the beginning of Shloshim, falls out on Erev HaRegel, so then Ibar Legluchei Be'er HaRegel. That means he had time on Erev HaRegel. So let's just go on for a second. And normally, a person is not allowed to shave until Shloshim is over. That's halacha. Until Shloshim is over, for a parent, it's Achi Yigar Bo Chaveiro. For a parent, you have to wait until longer than Shloshim, until it looks so heavy that it's really, people don't want to be around you. So what happens is, so once Shloshim starts, if there's one day of Shloshim, the eighth day of Shloshim, Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov ends Shloshim, so you're allowed to shave Erev Yom Tov. So if there's a situation where the Avil kept the eighth day, which is again the first day of Shloshim before Yom Tov, he should have shaved Erev Yom Tov. So that can't be an Avil who's allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. So which Avil is going to shave during Chol HaMoed? Ella must be a case, Shechal Shmini Shelo Leos B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. So if let's say Yom Tov is Matzah Shabbos Sunday, so Shabbos now is Erev Yom Tov. So if the eighth day is Erev Yom Tov, he starts Shloshim on Shabbos. Well, you can't shave on Shabbos, because it's Shabbos, of course. So that's the person, he's allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. But then the Gemara says, can't be, because Ibar Yilei Leglucha Erev Shabbos. In that case, he's allowed to shave Erev Shabbos, which is the end of Shiva. Shiva's Friday. So Shmini is Shabbos. Shabbos is the first day of Shloshim. You can't obviously shave on Shabbos. So in this case, he's allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos, which is Shvi of Shiva. So the Gemara says, Damar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina, Bar Shila, Halacha Kabasho. The psak is like Abba Shaul, who holds mikses hayom kekula. That those who are familiar with Shiva, that the seventh day, you don't keep the full Shiva, that at some point a couple hours into the day, they get up and they walk around the block and the Shiva's over. Even though the seventh day isn't a complete day, mikses hayom of Shiva, of Avelis, kekula, it's all done. So we passing like Abba Shaul, who says mikses hayom is kekula. So since Erev Shabbos in this scenario is the end of Shiva, that means Shloshim already begins after that, and he could have shaved Erev Shabbos. So it had to be, it's Umodim Chachamim, and even the Chachamim agree, L'Abba Shaul, of the concept Mikses Yom Kekulo, B'Shechal Shmini Shalol, Yos B'Shabbos, Erev HaRegel, Shemut L'Galeach B'Erev Shabbos. They'll agree, even though normally Chachamim, we don't pask in this way, but the Chachamim who normally hold, you need a full 7 days of Shiva, it's not until the evening that Shiva's over. If it's a situation where the 8th day is Shabbos, so you can't shave on 8th day, even they'll allow you to shave on Erev Shabbos. They'll say mikses Yom Kekulo in this case, and you could shave after that point. So what's the scenario? Every situation we could think of, the Avel is allowed to shave Erev Yom Tif. So Gemara Shelo Tzricha, Tekei Shechal Shvi Shelo Lios B'Shabbos. It's where day 7 falls out on Shabbos. So day 6, Erev Shabbos, Friday is day 6, so he's still in Shiva. Shloshim doesn't start yet. So what happens in this case? So, lo tricha de shechal shvi shelo, lios b'shabbos, erev haregel, tana bro, the outside, the other brice that we brought in, savar laka Abba Shaul, the one that permits the avel to shave during chol hamoed is like Abba Shaul, damar mikses hayom kekulo, the yom shvi ola lakan ola lakan. So what's going on here? Shabbos is day 7. So Shabbos is really the last day of Shiva, and it's now also the beginning of Shloshim. But Lamaisi is not allowed to shave because it's Shabbos. So according to him, Kaven, the Shabbos Havi on the Su, and since he can't shave, he has a hetter to shave on Chol HaMoed. But Tani Didan, our Brice, who does not give an Avel, a hetter ever, to shave during Chol HaMoed, Savar La Kerabanan, the Amri Lo Amrina Mikses Yom Kukula. We don't hold that way. So Shabbos day 7 is only Shiva. He has not begun Shloshim. Shloshim doesn't begin until after Yom Tov is over. So therefore, Vakati lo shalim avelus to Shiva, which means Shloshim didn't begin, which means he has no heter to shave. Okay, the Gemara now says, Hai Kohen Hechidami. The Brice above had said that a Kohen is also allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. So what's the case of a Kohen shaving during Chol HaMoed?
I'm saying that Shloshim, the Yom Tov doesn't take care of the Shloshim, but he started before.
No, only if Shloshim began. Shiva is independent of Shloshim. Day 8 is the first day of Shloshim. Even though we call it Shloshim, including the 7 days.
I'm saying, I thought if you start your Avelis even a minute before.
So the Shiva ends, but goes to the next stage, which is a Shloshim stage then.
Right, but isn't the Yom Tov Mevatel the Shloshim?
No, because Shloshim never started.
It was Mevatel Shiva in this case, and Shloshim goes after
you. According to Chachamim, you need 7 complete days. So Shabbos, going to Matzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov now, that's 7 days, and the Yom Tov goes right to Shiva.
Only going that sheet to hold that.
Only if Shloshim started for a moment, then it could end it. So Gemara now says, "Hi Kohen, hey Chidami. What's the case of a Kohen who's allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed? Ilema deshalim mishmarto everegel. If it means that the mishmar, we said before, remember that the mishmar, the Kohanim during the mishmar, they cannot shave during the week because we want to ensure that they come into the mishmar presentable and shaved. So he can't shave during the Mishmar. So now let's say this Kohen's Mishmar is Mamish Everegel. If it completed Everegel, so he gets a chance to go home, Ibailei Legluche Everegel. He could have shaved before Yom Tov. So what's the case? Lotzicha Deshal Mishmarto Biregel. That his Mishmar Mamish stopped on Regel, on Yom Tov itself. So there's never a moment in time where he could have shaved. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes whether he could shave on Chol HaMoed or not? So, Tana Didan, our Baisa holds that he's not allowed to shave on Yant and Chol HaMoed. Why not? Kaven Ditna, we have a mission that tells us, Bishlosha Prakim Bishana, 3 times during the year, Hayu Kol HaMishmaros Shavos, Be'emure Hevergolem U'Bechilik Lechem Apanim. That 3 times a year, meaning Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, there were no Mishmaros. All Kohanim worked in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Lacha is, Kiman de lo shal mishmarta beregel dami. So when the Yantif came in, he stayed on board along with the other 23 mishmaros, and they all worked together. So his Yantif was never, his mishmar was never complete. It wasn't complete until first day of Chol HaMoed. So now he's allowed to shave. But the other brisa, Tana Bra, the Altai Brisa holds, Savra Afagav the Shaykh Bahanuch Mishmaros, Mishmarta Mia Shlimale. The other one held that no, even though he's Shaykh, even though he's Shaykh to, he's able to work in the base of Migdash, that's not his Mishmar. His Mishmar really ended. His Mishmar ended, now it's free for all, everyone's allowed to work here. That's not viewed as a continuation. So that's the Machlokas. When we say that everyone's able to work on Yontif, does that mean it's everybody's Mishmar? Or do we say it's nobody's Mishmar? So that's what the Machlokas is here. Do we view it as continuing his Mishmar into the Yontif, and he never had a chance to change? Or no, it's nobody's Mishmar, to which we say that his Mishmar ended, and he should have shaved Erev Harego. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, Kol Elu Shamru, all these that we had said, that are Mutarn Legalech B'moed, that are able to shave during Chol HaMoed, are also Mutarn Legalech B'mei Avelin, could also shave during Avelus. Ha'tanya Asurim, doesn't our Baisa say, those who can shave during Chol HaMoed may not shave during Avelus? So Amar Rav Chis, Amar Rav Shila, Kitanya Hacha, Mutarn B'shitakvu Avelav. So the only time we permitted an Avel to shave during his Avelus is only in a case where his Avelus became doubled up, where he went from one Shiva to losing a relative into a next Shiva and losing another relative. So the Gemara says, if it's a case where he's having multiple Shivas one after the next, not having a chance to shave, my Irya Kol Elu Shamu. Why are we referring to only the people in the Mishnah and Maikatan about the Midas Hayam and the Metzora? That has nothing to do with that. There's a cloud across the board, Afilu Kula Alma. Anyone who's experiencing a doubling up of Avelus has a heter of a shaving or trimming during Avelus, the Tanya. Takfu Avelav Zachar Zev. The guy, Rachman Tzlan, experiences one Avelus after the next Avelus. So Zeh Hichbid Sarov, his hair is getting very heavy and long, make a batar. He's allowed to trim it with a razor. Umechabiz Ksutso Bemaim. He's able to wash his clothing using water, but not any soap. So that's a heter for anyone who's takfu avelav. And Itmar Allah, commenting on this brayisa, Rav Chista, dafk betar v'lo b'misparayim, only a razor, but he can't use a classic scissors to cut the hair. B'mayim, you could use water to wash the clothing, b'v'lo nesa v'lo ohel, not any type of detergent. So Rav Chista says, we learn from all of this, zosameres, that avel aser b'tachposes, that avel is not allowed to wash his clothing. Let's just finish to the top of Yudches. By the way, do we have a minute? It looks like we do have a minute, right? Okay, we'll jump to the top that's pretty quick. The Gemara says in the bottom of the Yud Zayin Mabez, last four lines, Tanur Abanan. Kishem Sharmu also legalech b'moed, kach also litol tziparnayim b'moed divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Just like you can't cut your hair on Chol HaMoed, so too you cannot cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi permits this. There's a discussion in Mishnah Berurah, by the way. If a person didn't cut his nails Erev Yomtif, is he allowed to cut him on Chol HaMoed? If he cut his nails Erev Yomtif, and then they grow back, he certainly is allowed to. We pass on Rabbi Yossi, but the shaila is if he did not cut them Erev Yomtif, does he have a heter? Does Rabbi Yossi apply on Chol HaMoed in that case? And then the Gemara says, Ukshem she'amru avel asir legaleach b'mei avelu, just like a avel cannot shave during his avelus, kach asir litol tziparnim. He's also not allowed to cut his nails b'mei avelu during avelus, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Mati permits one to do this. So how do we paskin? Amr ula halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'avel, halacha Rabbi Yossi b'moe. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda that it's asir on avelus, and we pass on Rabbi Yossi is permitted during Chol HaMoed. But Shmuel says Amar the other way around. He says Halacha Rabbi Yossi b'moed that you are allowed to ube avel and avel as well. The Amar of this cloud we'll see a few times in the end of the parak. The Amar Shmuel Halacha k'divrei Meikel b'avel. We always pass to like the leaning opinion in the world of avelus. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Hopefully, we'll see you on Monday.